Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today as we continue to talk about our 2017 District Stars of the Oklahoma FFA, introducing you to all 20 of our District Stars here for 2017, and our salute of these District Stars from the Oklahoma FFA, brought to you by the American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. We're looking at the AgriScience Stars this week, and we have the Southeast District Star in AgriScience to visit with today, Sage Counts. She's representing the LATA FFA chapter. And we're back with Sage in just a moment.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
We're talking now with the Southeast District Star in AgriScience, Sage Counts of the LATA FFA chapter.
Sage, let's talk a little bit about, in AgriScience means that you've actually worked on some projects, some experiments, if you want to call them that. What were you working on?
My project was about vertical farming. The whole project was to determine if vertical farming can produce more produce in a less amount of space compared to conventional farming.
Now, tell me a little bit about how you set the experiment up or the project up and what you learned.
Well, my towers were made of 5-inch PVC fence posts, and the towers were growing diagonally in net pots around them. And I grew bell peppers, tomatoes, and lettuce. And then after a period, I measured the amount of produce that I had with vertical farming, and I compared it to the amount of space that I use with conventional farming.
So you're doing this on a very small scale, but you're trying to make, hopefully could apply that to a full size building.
Yes, sir.
So what did you learn?
I learned that vertical farming will produce a lot more produce in a less amount of space compared to conventional farming. There's a lot of benefits with vertical farming that takes that in advantage, like year-long growing. And due to the colder months when I planted the conventional plants, they weren't able to be sustained in the colder months.
So obviously we're talking about controlled atmosphere, probably a lot more management?
Yes, sir. Vertical farming, though, actually, once you get the towers that I had set up, it's actually really low maintenance and easy to do.
Okay. So any particular conclusions then?
Yes, I think vertical farming definitely can be a solution to possibly feeding the world with the less amount of land that we're having.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
I'm really involved in FFA. I do a lot of CD events such as prepared public speaking, extemporaneous, AgriScience fair, and horse judging.
And after you graduate from high school, what are your plans?
After high school, I plan to attend Oklahoma State University and major in biosystems engineering with a focus on natural and environmental resources.
Well, that's a mouthful.
It really is.
What do you hope to gain from that? How would you use that type of a program?
I plan to take that major and become a soil and water resource engineer and hopefully take some of the research that I do in that major to missionary engineering.
Thank you, Sage. Sage Counts, the Southeast District Star in AgriScience here for 2017. Sage is representing the LATA FFA chapter. And our salute to the 2017 District Stars of the Oklahoma FFA, brought to you by American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.